Well, I came to Welwyn Garden City in 1939 and managed to get a job at Murphy Radio as an instrument maker. Murphy's at that time had several small units in Welwyn Gardens. Their main head office was in Broadwater Road. The place I worked was at the test instrument department, which was in Bridge Road, next to the Bridge Road Cafe, which was on the corner of Bridge Road and Petri Lane. We made instruments for testing radio sets and so on. But after Dunkirk, I was called into the office together with two or three other German refugees, Jewish refugees, who the managing director at that time, E.J. Power, showed us a letter from the Air Ministry that they weren't allowed to employ any more non-British subjects, so I had to leave there. Then later on, I worked at Arrow Limited, which was the factory in Broadwater Road, and on the corner of Hyde Way. See, the building is still there, the glass-fronted building opposite Nabisco's there. I worked there right through the war as an instrument maker. We made test instruments, measuring instruments, and it was a reserved occupation, and I tried to join the army on two occasions. I couldn't get a release from there. The factory was owned by a family, the Gerber family, who were bombed out in Walthamstow and then moved their factory to Welwyn Garden City.
Right. And what nationality was he?
He was originally a Swiss.
Right.
They originally came to manufacture watch cases in Clerkenwell, and from there expanded making other instruments. I worked right through the war. And then went back into watchmaking after that.
Okay. Taking you back to Murphy Radio, could you tell me what a typical day would have been like for you in the time you were there?
Yes. We started work at 8 till half past 5, an hour for lunch. it was a comparatively small department, and we were the radio, the instruments that we tested, and we made the instruments which tested the radio sets and so on. But obviously, during the war, they didn't make radios anymore. But they made a lot of stuff for the Air Ministry, and obviously were very much involved in radar development.
Yes. And would you have had a canteen at the...
No, we used to go to to the British restaurant.
Ah, tell me about that. Whereabouts was that?
That's where the fire station is now. Yeah. In Bridge Road.
Yes.
It was a Nissen hut, and you could get a meal, I don't know how much for, but a few pennies.
Yes.
And...
A good meal?
Yes, substantial meal, yes. Let's put it. It was pretty awful, I think, on today's standard, but you could get a good meal there.
Yes.
A substantial meal. Some of the factories obviously had canteens, but at Murphy, I think they had a canteen. But Arrow Limit, we definitely didn't have a canteen. We used to go there.
Yeah.
And we used to sit on sort of long benches and get our tray and take it on.
Yes.
A British restaurant was quite a sort of meeting place for everybody.
I'm sure. Because